Due to the graphic nature of this program, viewer discretion is advised.
The video camera is running. There it goes.
Crime, criminals, and the cops who stop them. This is the real thing. We have gathered footage from around the world, from crimes in progress, news investigations, undercover stings, and surveillance cameras. Much of this footage has never before been seen, from chases to shootouts. This show will take you for a walk on the wild side.
All right.
I'm Sheriff John Bunnell. 25 years in law enforcement taught me to be ready for anything. From high-speed pursuits to deadly shootouts, the only sure thing an officer will face is danger. We're going to show you real cops in dangerous situations. So get ready for the ride of your life.
Suspect in pursuit on I-59, stolen vehicles.
Missoula, Montana, 2 days after Christmas. It's love on the run as cops chase a young couple driving two separate stolen vehicles down these snowy country roads.
Suspects refuse to stop, backup needed.
Careful, copy.
In the lead is a 29-year-old man driving the brown Suburban, followed by his pregnant 27-year-old girlfriend in the blue Laser. Both are wanted on drug trafficking charges.
Suspects traveling westbound, watch the drifts, proceed with caution.
Skidding across slippery roads, the Laser kicks up clouds of snow dust, practically blinding officers. Her reckless driving not only puts the cop's life on the line, but her unborn child's as well.
Suspects heading into oncoming lane, proceed with caution. Can we get a barricade up?
Two lanes, two vehicles. Double the trouble as the Suburban weaves in and out of oncoming traffic, forcing cars off to the shoulder and hurtling past a police barricade.
He's not stopping, send some more backup.
Careening around a bend with their daredevil driving, this crazy couple manages to momentarily lose the cops. Luckily, a minor impact slows them down. But suddenly, this driver does something that amazes police.
Suspect in Suburban bailed in the vehicle. He's entering a Laser at this time. Repeat, both suspects now in Laser.
Police try to force the Laser off the road. Even though the cops don't know the woman's pregnant, they still want to bring in the suspects unharmed.
There they go now, southbound 310. We're right on them. Over. Watch it. There they are. We're right on them.
10-4, copy.
Next, they pull a fast one and attempt a sudden U-turn.
I've got them pinned in now.
But it's too late. The police ram the car one last time, just as backup arrived.
There they go. They're pulling back onto Broadway southbound. They're not stopping. Okay, they're stopping now.
Busted for theft, drugs, and reckless endangerment. This is one pair of thieves who will be celebrating their New Year's Eve behind bars. Dallas, Texas. Dallas police monitor every mile as this grueling chase continues at speeds in excess of 90 miles an hour.
Looks like this road is about to make a sharp 90-degree turn. There's an unmarked police car right on his tail.
The police are being especially careful because they've discovered the man's wife is in the car and she's 8 months pregnant.
Oh, there's a car coming the other direction about a mile up ahead. As a matter of fact, it is the sheriff's deputy.
Watch as the driver sees the approaching deputy and then suddenly pulls across the road, inviting the deputy into a head-on collision.
Car pulled off the road, let him by.
Miraculously, the deputy pulls off the road just in time to avoid disaster. But before they can get back to Denton, luck runs out. The driver tries a series of bizarre twists and turns.
He reversed direction here. He started on one side of the road, went to the other side of the road, turned around. Of course, the police were following him.
Turning back on his own trail and eluding the cars behind him.
He went behind the first two police cars.
He rams past another patrol car, runs through a barrier, and incredibly, he speeds away. But he's just going too fast for the road. And once that heavy car starts to fishtail, it's all over.
He started to lose it, went to the left, went back to the right, skidded, and hit a fence and a tree and hit a telephone pole.
Wisely, the man makes no further resistance.
We came out with his hands up, and they had him boxed in, and there was nowhere to go.
Amazingly, the woman was not injured in the crash, but she sits staring in shock, unable to move as her husband surrenders. You wonder if this man thought even once about the danger to his unborn child. Arkansas. Another routine speeding violation. Another routine request to search.
This is a consent to search form saying it's okay if we look through your car.
Okay.
If you refuse to grant consent to search and there's no probable cause for a search, you will be permitted to go on your way.
Okay.
Any question? No problem.
The consent form signed, they ask the suspect to wait in the back seat of the police car. When they start to search, he realizes he could have said no.
Oh my God.
Inside the car, enough pot to go to jail for 5 years.
Help me. Oh God, oh God, oh God. Oh, oh my God, help me! Oh, I can't believe it. Oh no. No! No! God almighty! No, please! Please, no! No! Oh God, oh God, oh God! Help me! Help me, help me, help me! Oh God, oh God, oh God!
Are you hollering late?
No, sir, I'm just freaked out. I'm sorry. I just can't believe this is happening. I said no, I'd be like being guilty.
The point is, if you don't carry drugs in your car, you don't have to worry about being guilty.
No!
Greenville, South Carolina. When the patrol car attempts to stop this speeding motorcycle, the woman turns and glares at the police.
Okay, he's not going to stop, so be careful.
For some reason, arrogant motorcycle riders are convinced they can outrun any police car if they're just willing to take wild chances.
Be careful, Robert. He will run into you.
Listen as the officer pleads with him not to risk their lives.
Pull it over. Pull it over. You're going down that thing. Pull it over. It ain't worth it. It ain't worth it. Pull it over.
The officer tries again and again.
Hey, boy, it ain't nothing in the world worth dying, boy.
The police car passes the motorcycle, hoping that once in front of the bike, it will be forced to slow down. Then the motorcycle begins a deadly game of cat and mouse from one side to the other of this narrow two-lane road.
Be careful.
For safety's sake, the officer allows the man to pass.
All right, Grim, he's still rolling.
They roar down the road at speeds up to 115 miles an hour. The motorcyclist is not only gambling with his own life, his passenger is in deadly danger as well. Finally, the police are ready to move again.
Boxing right there.
A second unit passes the motorcycle. Listen as the officer in the passing car coordinates a delicate maneuver with his partner.
Hold up, Robert. Get behind me. Don't get on me too tight. Don't get on me too tight.
Watching the motorcycle in the rearview mirror, the officer also has to watch for traffic coming over the hill. And again, a narrow miss. Down here, they refer to people who run from the law on motorcycles as organ donors.
Got a curve, be careful.
Now the other car tries to get in front.
Coming around.
And that's when it finally happens. The motorcycle tries to pass the cop on the left, flies off the road, and crashes in the ditch.
In my rearview mirror, I could see that he had injured his leg when he actually set his foot down to try to regain balance. And I saw his leg go back underneath the wrong direction. It's nothing that you want to look forward to. It's a very stressful situation. It wears you down. It'll burn you out real fast.
All this for a traffic ticket. Coming up on World's Wildest Police Videos, a prison lunch hour turns ugly. A speeder gets testy.
You're f***ing crazy!
And a bus ride from school turns deadly.
Okay, we've heard shots fired.
We've got action at every turn.
He's gonna hijack this car. It's gonna hijack this car right now.
And it just won't stop. A renegade cop goes crazy. A corrupt mailman goes postal.
Man, you get dirty, man.
And two drug dealers go airborne.
Just wreck.
Heart-pounding action. The stakes? Life or death.
This is unbelievable.
Henry County, Georgia. When the cops try to stop two wanted felons in a stolen IROC Z, they get an unexpected response. The passenger waves a friendly howdy. The officers give a little howdy of their own. The waving stops, but not the car.
All units be advised, they're passing Terrell Road.
A traffic jam sends them slogging through the mud.
Traffic on the right.
They come out the other side, slipping and sliding, only to find they've run out of road.
Stand by, he's at the intersection trying to get in. Falcon, they have him boxed in. They'll take him into custody.
Their two-week crime spree is over. These guys will find it awfully hard to wave with handcuffs on. Stings are usually highly controlled operations with few surprises. But when they go bad, a cop can find himself on the wrong end of a gun. Chicago, Illinois.
Picking me up, Lenny.
An undercover postal inspector, sitting just off camera in the driver's seat, is posing as a fence.
Shutting down and moving in.
Frankie?
He's about to buy stolen checks from the crooked postal employee who just entered the car.
So he got tired of waiting, man.
Oh, man, this is the only one you got?
Yeah.
Oof.
Suddenly, this sting takes a bad turn.
You know what? You give me all your money, I'll blow your head off right now. Give me the money.
You want the money?
Yeah, bitch.
All right.
Right now.
You got it. You want the money? You got it.
And you call, man, give me that.
All right, you got
the agents back up are monitoring the conversation. But there's a big problem. The surveillance wire is broken. But the agent has no idea.
All right, you got
the car. Take me out of here.
He signed on for a simple mail fraud sting. Now he's talking to save his life.
But you're going to take me to Potomac, okay?
To Potomac? Wait, what?
Potomac and Austin. I'm going to dope deal, okay?
All right, hold on. Just hold on for a second.
Turn the car before.
All right, all I'm doing is I'm talking to you for a second, okay?
Yeah.
So just be cool for a second and we'll talk
about it. Move the car before I shoot you in the stomach.
You got it.
If the agent pulls away, he will lose all contact with his backup. But his attempts to stall only make the gunman madder.
Well, get reversed and get the out of here.
Get the out of here.
You want me to shoot you?
I don't want you to shoot me. Just stay cool.
Okay then, let's get the out of here then.
All right, just point that thing away from you. You're making me
I'm going to put it right here. That's it. Let's just go, man.
You're going to shoot me, there's going to be a million people.
I don't give a
One wrong move now could be deadly.
Point the thing away from me. I'm cool, all right?
Put your hands that way, boy, because if you even dare get this way, let's go, man.
Listen closely as the agent makes a gutsy move.
Man, you're getting me mad.
And you're getting me mad. Just point the thing.
This man is so desperate, he claims he's willing to shoot through his own arm in order to get off a shot at the officer.
I don't...
got it in my arm. If it's going to shoot, it's going to shoot through my arm and through your body, all right?
Okay, you got that.
All right, then.
All right, then. Just stay cool, all right? Just stay cool.
Man, bitch.
Backup finally arrives, and a face-off that could have turned tragic ends as suddenly as it began. This agent stared death in the face. But a tense situation was diffused because the officer remained calm and controlled the confrontation.
Get out! Get the out!
This officer can relax. Until next time.
Every pursuit is tough to stop. A police officer's advantage is their training, but when the suspect has that same training, it takes away that advantage.
Warren, Michigan. Police can hardly keep up with the bank robbery suspect in this white truck.
We're going westbound on the side street.
He outwheels and outmaneuvers them at every turn. This guy drives too good to be an ordinary bank robber.
Okay, we're having a dead end here.
He's armed, dangerous, and so far unstoppable. He's also got a secret. He's a cop. And the worst thing a cop has to do is face another cop gone bad. They barely put a dent in him and he's gone, tearing down these suburban streets, taking chances an untrained driver never would. He narrowly misses getting T-boned when he runs another stop sign. Here the police try to box him in. But he suddenly sideswipes one of the units, knocking an officer clean off the road. The officer comes right back, but still he races away. It's not supposed to be this way. The bad guy should know everything the good guys do about police pursuit. But this one does.
We have him in the right lane. We don't know if he's going to try to exit or not.
Waiting for the last possible second, he darts back on the freeway. The lead cop has no choice but to exit. Moments later, he nearly loses it when he wildly cuts in front of this big rig to exit.
He just exited, dispatch.
Back on the surface streets, the officers are determined to end this chase as quickly as possible. Pedal to the floor, they catch up with him. Others join them. Risking his life, an officer tries bumping the huge truck from the side. It works. The truck hits a fence, a signpost, and suddenly it's over.
Get your hands up! Step out of the vehicle and get your hands up!
Once he was a good cop, sworn to protect the laws and serve the people of his state. Now he's facing the possibility of spending the rest of his life with men who hate cops and don't care whether they were good or bad. McDonough, Georgia. Two suspected drug dealers in a black Chevy barrel down this two-lane country blacktop with suicidal recklessness.
In your way. Let's block them in.
A squad car in front tries to keep them from passing as another officer comes up on the left.
Okay, let's shut them down right here. Let's shut them down.
The suspect fakes right, and seeing daylight, suddenly shoots between them. A large police van blocks the road up ahead. But once again, the suspect quickly darts around the officer, almost hitting these waiting cars. Down the road, the officers try to block him in again. But this time, the suspects simply pull off the road and double back through the open field. By the time the cops have turned around, the suspects are way behind them with a real chance of getting away. But here comes a police van, so they circle back into the field.
Okay, they're going in circles now. Coming back around the road. Here they come. Hold them right there.
Incredibly, they've done it again. But now the police have had enough. A unit quickly catches up to the suspect. The officer comes right up to his rear bumper. Now watch the driver carefully. He actually takes his hands from the wheel. A big mistake at 80 miles an hour, because suddenly he loses control. Skids off the road, then crashes.
Okay, just wreck. TC.
From the car behind, we see the Chevy start to fishtail. It careens right and then left, hits an embankment flipping over and over. Debris flies everywhere. And then just like that, this chase has ended. With this awesome crash, the driver and his passenger managed to pull off yet another incredible escape. This time from the Grim Reaper. The driver got a year in jail and 5 on probation. If he's smart, he'll take another driver's ed class. Still to come on World's Wildest Police Videos. Convicts battle it out in prison. A detour through the desert.
This guy could be on drugs.
And leaving Las Vegas.
I have never seen anything like this.
When things get out of control, it's a feud gone crazy. A fight to the finish. A real mudslinger. More explosive video coming up. They're fast, furious,
$100 and some dollars!
And totally out of control. But whenever trouble breaks out, it goes from bad to worse.
Okay, he has nowhere to go.
When crooks are sent to prison, they're not going to some country club for criminals. They're about to enter a terrifying world where violence can strike at any moment.
The mess hall is this inmate's location of choice for a brutal attack. With the approval of his peers, he approaches his target with a shank of plexiglass, sharpened against concrete to a lethal point. The attack comes from behind and without warning. His weapon finds its mark. The unarmed victim struggles to pull away.
Guy's got a shank.
Guards assess the situation from their command post. With 200 prisoners on the floor, they can't risk intervening until SWAT arrives.
You know what his name is?
No.
The victim can only run, but there's no place to hide.
I hit you with the shank before I said he exits the cage now.
The attack gets more aggressive. The guards realize the victim can't avoid his attacker much longer. They try to plan his escape.
Open this gate so you can run into it.
The victim grabs a tray, realizing that this little shield may be his only chance to survive. Guards prepare to spring the wounded prisoner.
Get ready to shut this gate.
Then, as the attacker makes his next move, they give the signal.
Beeman, run! Run!
But the victim doesn't realize there's an open door for him. This is what guards wanted to avoid. This is how prisoners get killed. Other inmates clear the way. Then, as the fight rages off camera, SWAT swarms in and breaks up the melee. The rescue comes just in time. For the victim who escapes with minor injuries, it's a vivid reminder of who your friends are in jail. For deputies, it's an important lesson. This is the world they live in, whether inside the prison or out. Las Vegas, Nevada. In case you needed further proof that people who run from the police are out of their minds, take a look at this guy. When police tried to stop this man for having stolen plates, he took off in reverse. And the officers found themselves in a high-speed pursuit with a car going backwards.
Every pursuit is scary, but when the driver's breaking every rule of the road, it makes it 100 times more dangerous.
This is unbelievable that he can hold, that he can keep that car on the road. I have never seen anything like this.
Amazingly, the driver was able to control the car at incredible speeds.
Can't drive better than I do going forward. Oh, he almost lost it there.
He almost lost control. He's not going to slow down. If anything, he's going faster. Okay, it looks like he's slowing down. They have him surrounded.
But they forgot one thing. He was pointed in the other direction.
Okay, they got him. They got him. This pursuit is over. No, they don't. He's running out of the car. Suspect's running. This guy's not going to give up.
This guy really does not want to get caught. Like a broken field runner, he is weaving and dodging every vehicle that comes his way.
Okay, I got him. Cut him off.
They have him in custody, but he sure gave them a chase for their money.
Here's an example of someone running on pure adrenaline. The amazing thing is that he didn't kill anybody going 70 miles an hour, driving backwards.
Police officers are trained to maintain their composure in any situation. In their job, they have to take the good, the bad, and the ridiculous.
The driver of this red 4x4 has just been issued a speeding ticket. Like most drivers, he's not too happy about the ticket, and he makes his feelings perfectly clear.
You're ripping me off, and I didn't deserve it because I didn't do nothing wrong. You're probably sitting on my car driving right back.
Despite the man's harsh language, the trooper keeps his cool, never raising his voice. But as this driver proves, some people just won't let you be nice to them.
Just give me the damn thing, and I'll look at the date. If I'm working, I'll pay the fine because I can't afford to take a day off. And if I'm not working, I'll plead not guilty because I know well I'm not guilty. There. Now, are you a state or local? Looks like you're a state trooper. Get back and pick up some more guys and run up the deficit on the working man. Just give me the damn thing. Let me get out of here.
Still, the officer never loses his temper. He calmly gives the man instructions for paying his ticket.
Green copies for your record, sir.
All right.
White copy needs to be mailed in within 20 days.
Okay.
Make sure you read the...
I can't read, and I put this stuff away. I get bills in the mail all the time. I don't need to look at it.
But if you think this driver was angry before, wait till you see what happens when he hears the price of the ticket.
It's $137.50.
You're crazy! I can't... You're crazy! My wife took money out of her damn account where she's working to pay my insurance so I wouldn't get picked up. You're crazy!
This cop is amazing. He still hasn't lost his temper.
If you don't pick this up, sir, I'm going to summon you for littering.
I'll pick the Are you crazy? I wasn't even speeding, you damn soul! $107!
There's some more right there.
I've never heard of a fine like that in my life, you
Perhaps the officer shouldn't take this man's tantrums too personally. After all, this man seems to be angry about everything.
The cost of living has gone up. My paycheck has gone down because we gave up double time on Sunday. Our insurance went up $20 a week 2 weeks ago, and that's what's happening in the last 8-10 years to the whole country.
What driver wouldn't want this trooper to issue them a ticket?
There is hope.
In the face of everything, the officer never blows his cool.
Because there is hope. If we can get this economy going again to start treating people fair and get assholes like you to do something decent instead of picking up some innocent guy that wasn't speeding to begin with.
Bye.
Still ahead on World's Wildest Police Videos. A grim day in Little Rock. A fiery night in Canada. And catastrophe on the road. Real life battles between good and evil, where they play for keeps. Due to the graphic nature of this program, viewer discretion is advised. A prairie police chase. A devastating car crash, a Canadian street riot, and terror in Miami as children are taken hostage.
In the last 10 years, carjacking has taken over as an all-too-familiar form of street crime. A combination of grand theft auto and armed robbery, this felony is on the rise.
Mesa, Arizona. Deep in the Arizona desert, local police pick up the trail of a bizarre carjacker on a dangerous joyride.
Madam advised that this subject is heavily armed.
This man has carjacked six different cars, one after another, all taken at gunpoint.
They've got a suspect boxed in.
Air 16, he's not going to be able to get out of that.
The police are out of their cars, moving in for the takedown.
Careful there.
Suddenly, the driver darts away, leaving the police running behind him.
Hey, here it goes. In the wash.
Hey, that's your way. Try to block him in. Shut him down right there. Shut him down right there.
In his haste to get away, the suspect drives deep into a gully.
Right,
he fills the desert air with clouds of smoke as he spins his wheels.
Oh, he's backing up.
But this blazer isn't built to stay stuck in a ditch.
They haven't got out of the ditch.
He passes squad car after squad car.
Three enemy just blew by me.
The officers learn the man behind the wheel in the stolen car is most likely high on methamphetamine.
Okay, watch yourself. This man could be on drugs.
They know too well the destruction this drug could cause. Back on city streets, the driver puts more lives at risk.
He's gonna run right through that light. He's gonna make a turn. Here he comes, right through.
Then he spots his next carjacking victim, a young woman and her child. Right in front of police officers, he insanely tries to make her his seventh victim.
He's gonna hijack this car. He's gonna hijack this car right now.
But the cops aren't fooling anymore.
He's running? Okay, he has nowhere to go. Here he goes. Okay, he's got his hands up.
Officers are finally able to take him down.
Come in. Somebody come in.
But the young mother is still shaken.
He jumped out of his car and came around and tried to get in my door. And I had locked my doors, and so he was trying to get in my door.
When the speed wears off, the driver faces 15 counts from aggravated assault to drug possession. Now sober, what he says to the judge reveals a firm grasp of the obvious.
What the hell is going on in my head? Just go. I don't even know where I was trying to go.
Regardless of where he was trying to go, jail is where he ended up. Sentence? 15 years.
Sometimes the only mistake you make is assuming the other person won't make one.
You approach a stoplight at a blind intersection. You assume that cross traffic will stop. You head under a low bridge and assume the semi beside you has enough clearance. You're in the left lane on the highway. You assume that stalled vehicles will be on the right. You didn't plan an escape route in case of danger. Watch again as the first car passes safely on the left. The red car doesn't realize he's boxed in on his right until it's too late.
In 20 years as a police officer, I've learned to watch for things that I never thought would go wrong. Because someday, somewhere, they will.
It's deja vu in Montreal. Their Canadian hockey team has just won another Stanley Cup. Tens of thousands of fans hit the streets with pride, but a handful have a different plan. Several young people decide to loot the shopping district, cutting a path of destruction up and down St. Catherine Street. Boos and hisses are not enough to stop the looting. Some looters are so bold, they even hit the second floor of this mega music store. Police do make arrests, but not without resistance. Police try to disperse the crowd. The ugly mob doesn't budge. Instead, they riot. Once the mob is finished with the patrol cars, they turn on the police themselves. It takes police several hours to bring order back to Montreal. But not before several $1 million worth of property is destroyed. It is a Stanley Cup win that feels more like a loss. Henry County, Georgia. A stolen black Beretta plays a daring game of cat and mouse with officers in hot pursuit.
Okay, we're getting off. We're getting off to 73 now.
10-4, exit 73.
The driver races up the exit ramp toward a busy intersection. Up ahead, a stop sign.
He's not slowing down.
But he doesn't just run it. He runs over it. He sees two trucks coming. He slams on his brakes to avoid crashing into them. And he's still going. Knowing the kind of danger this guy poses if he gets back on the freeway, the officer has to act fast.
Pull the vehicle over now.
He teeters on the edge of losing it, fishtailing desperately, trying to stay in control. Then incredibly, he speeds off again, cutting around a slow-moving truck on the shoulder.
He's getting back on. He's double-backing onto the 75.
Yes, the pursuit's back on to 75 now.
In another insanely dangerous move, he shoots over three lanes of traffic and heads toward the exit. He passes a truck on the shoulder, narrowly missing a pole, and jumps back on the freeway at the last second. At 90 miles an hour, he tries the shoulder again. But when a stalled car blocks his path, he goes off-road. At these speeds, not even the soft Georgia clay could slow this guy down.
Approaching Atlanta city limits.
The freeway traffic is thick now, and police want to end this before it gets into the city. Now watch the right side of your screen. When the officers try to box him in safely, the Beretta jumps over two lanes, strikes another car, and spins out into smoke.
Whoa, there he goes, 41, code 41.
Oh, yes, in pursuit, we have a code 41.
The suspect is taken to an area hospital for minor injuries. Coming up on World's Wildest Police Videos, a Mercedes pulls out all the stops. A good old boy pulls out a gun.
He's got a gun!
A crazed kidnapper puts children in danger. And a SWAT team puts an end to the crisis. When it all goes wrong, next. When you're fighting to save lives, things can still go wrong. From big city showdowns.
Looks like the police unit is blocking the way.
To backwater chases.
Where does this road come out at?
Dangerous turns go with the job.
He's got a gun!
Charlotte, North Carolina. A man has stolen a car that is almost perfect for outracing pursuing officers. A Mercedes-Benz 400 SE with 300 horses under the hood.
Come on, guys, you gotta move, gotta move, gotta move!
But waiting in the wings is a secret weapon. A South Carolina trooper driving a super-equipped Ford Mustang. Smaller Mustang dogs the more powerful Benz relentlessly. Other vehicles, like this motorcycle, gladly give way. When two trucks block the road ahead, the suspect passes on the right and quickly races off. The frustrated trooper has to wait.
I can't get by these trucks.
Watch again. He blitzes past the double rig on the right, coming within inches of these merging cars. Other units quickly catch up to him. But traffic is thick now, and the suspect swerves right into a construction zone. The officer tries to block the Benz from escaping. He smashes directly into the side of the big German car. But again, the Mercedes muscles its way through.
Hold on, South Carolina.
Back on surface streets, the officer catches up, pulling even with the suspect. But up ahead, a van headed straight for them. From the unit behind, we see the suspect playing a dangerous game of chicken. To save an innocent life, the trooper pulls aside and lets the Mercedes pass.
You had to do it, bud.
Down the road, the Mercedes loses the Mustang by turning on a dime into a gas station.
Somebody get in front of him!
The other officers quickly take up the slack.
Don't let him go through!
A trooper tries to force the Mercedes to spin out, but this Benz was built to hug the road, and it's not letting go. This elegant German car is falling apart. To make matters worse, it's now rush hour, and the suspect is headed straight back to the freeway. Officers need to end this chase now.
All right, Jack, right here. I'm coming up behind.
A determined trooper rides the suspect's bumper mercilessly. The Mercedes begins to swerve, but hangs on. One more nudge, and the Mercedes goes flying up the freeway on-ramp out of control. And this chase is over. What used to be an $85,000 luxury sedan is now scrap. What used to be a car thief is now an inmate serving 20 years. The South Carolina Mustang still chasing them down. Miami, Florida. What could possibly bring dozens and dozens of police cars into one single chase? Kids. Kids in trouble.
Okay, we're exiting the freeway now, and we're continuing southbound.
On board this bus, 15 children, each one physically handicapped. Also on board, a crazed man who tells the driver he has a gun and a bomb.
Hey, back off a little bit. Give this guy some room.
For 75 long minutes, the police follow, not daring to do anything that would endanger the children.
According to our sources, this man has recently been raving about the IRS and his financial situation.
The deranged man talks with the police on a cell phone. Next to him sits one of the children. Placed there is a human shield.
Okay, it looks like the police unit is blocking the way. Okay, wait a minute. It looks like a child has escaped from the bus. Here comes an officer. He's scooped up the child and is taking her to safety.
A courageous policeman steps into the line of fire to rescue a terrified child.
It looks like the suspect is forcing this bus driver to push the police car out of the way, pushing it aside. A very dangerous situation, now getting even worse.
The police have no intention in letting this chase continue.
Okay, the police are storming the bus.
Rear windows are broken to create a distraction as police marksmen charge in the front.
Shots fired. Gunfire. We've heard shots fired.
Seconds later, the critically wounded suspect is pulled from the bus. Thankfully, no one else is injured. The officers move quickly to remove the children from the bus and to make sure they're all right. But thanks to the efforts of well-trained police officers, their nightmare is over.
Pursuits are frightening. But they get even more frightening when you're alone, you don't know where you are, and you don't know where your friends are.
51, I'm attempting to stop a vehicle.
Chattanooga, Tennessee. A miserable rainy afternoon. Officer James Jackson is in pursuit of what appears to be just a drunk driver.
Okay, at this time we've turned off onto some back road, the first back road to the right.
But these aren't ordinary back roads. With blind curves and deadly drop-offs, this is dangerous territory. And to make matters worse, Officer Jackson realizes that he doesn't know any of the roads in this out-of-the-way area.
Okay, 51 at this time. Looks like we're heading down into a quarry. I can't really see that well.
Officer Jackson is getting nervous about his backup being able to find
him. Okay, 51, he's trying to get me back here on this mud, get me stuck.
The suspects lead the officer further and further into the swampy forest.
Where does this road come out at?
The truck is throwing back mud. At times, it's almost impossible to see. Suddenly, both vehicles are in danger of getting stuck.
51, 6.6, everything okay?
This chase is about to come to an end, but Officer Jackson's problems are only beginning.
Get your hands up! Get your hands up! Get out of the vehicle and get your hands up!
Suddenly, it all goes wrong.
He's got a gun! 51, shots fire! Shots fire!
This is the worst-case scenario. As the officer goes to arrest the men, the passenger gets out with a gun, shoots at the officer shoots back, hitting him, and the driver runs.
The shooter was sentenced to 4 years in jail. The other is still at large. Officer Jackson is still on the job. Still to come, an Arkansas swamp becomes the setting for a nightmarish ordeal. Police struggle to save a baby from the hands of a madman. In a moment, you'll witness one of the most disturbing scenes I've encountered in over 27 years in law enforcement. When a child is in danger, a police officer's emotions run high. The two officers you're about to see show us what being a cop is really all about. Just outside of Little Rock, Arkansas, the still waters of this swamp give no sign of the turbulence lurking within. A disturbed young man has assaulted a neighbor and kidnapped his own nephew, leading police to a nearby snake-infested swamp. Family and friends watch helplessly from the shore. The intensely silent man ignores everyone, including police.
Come on, Bo!
Hey, Bo!
Even in water up to his neck, the baby doesn't cry. He has no idea that his life is in grave danger. But officers fear the worst. With weapons drawn, the two deputies are careful not to agitate the mentally unstable man.
Hang in there, we're going to work on it, okay?
Their first concern is for the safety of the baby. The closer they get, the deeper into the marsh he walks. A web of vines traps the suspect. Deputies want the standoff to end peacefully, but there is no reasoning with this man. Suddenly, the suspect embraces the baby tightly, announcing that he is Jesus Christ. He begins to submerge the baby. The officers fear he will drown the small child. They struggle with the man, but his strength is solid. The kind of unyielding power that only madness can bring.
What a baby, man.
One officer tries mate, but it has no effect. Now the officers are desperate. His grip remains strong. They almost have the baby in the boat. One deputy hits the man across the head with a club. He finally releases his hold on the child.
Help, help us!
Get away from him!
Ignoring the danger, officers rush the swamp. One of the deputies is visibly shaken by the intense emotional scene. A deputy carries the terrified child to a waiting ambulance. The suspect, finally subdued and totally disoriented, is brought to shore. After an hour-long standoff, both their lives have been saved.
When children are involved in a dangerous situation or a life and death situation, your emotions become very much part of it, and you have a commitment to resolve it probably more than any other situation.
All I could think of was saving that baby. We tried every means to save both the baby and the suspect's life.
It's seldom that an officer gets to see the positive results of a job well done. But these Arkansas deputies are lucky.
I have seen the child once. It appeared that he recognized me, and as a matter of fact, he reached out to me with a smile on his face.
This is what you go to law enforcement for. You know, you see all these shows when you're a kid, you know, hero goes out there and saves somebody. Feels pretty good.
The innocent. The guilty.
This guy's not gonna give up.
The people in desperate need. The long arm of the law reaches every corner of the world and every walk of life. With awesome courage and lightning speed, the police look danger in the face every day.
He scooped up the child and is taking her to safety.
And battle back. Next week on World's Wildest Police Videos. Reversal of fortune. Tahitian protesters run amok. Police sandwich a stolen truck. And an FBI operative nearly loses his head.
Damn!
Flying cars, blazing battles, explosive videos from around the world. It's all real, and it'll blow you away.